Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. Degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 10 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees.
ABATR from W8FU. Good morning. Yeah, I don't know if you got the memo. You know we're not going to breakfast this morning, right? No. Is it changed? I hope you're not too far from the house, are you? No. Yeah, we're going to the Vintage Electronics Expo, which is, remember where that mall is, right up there on Telegraph? It's right there. What are you talking about? No, there used to be a mall right there on Telegraph, north of 59. Was it north of 59? Yeah. Anyhow, it's no longer a mall, and there's the show is there, and it starts at 9. I'm going to pick up Steve. I think Don's going to meet us. We were going to do lunch after.
Okay. Vintage stuff, no, I'm not too interested in that.
Like a ham swap, it just has a lot more of the vintage radios. There's always interesting stuff, but yeah, I get it. It is definitely more like antique radio than it is ham. But like you said, I've never not seen something interesting.
Okay. Well, everybody else is still going to Cozy, right?
I mean, there might be some. I know Hazel Park actually has a booth set up here, and so they weren't going to be there. I think John and Jack both confirmed they wouldn't. So, I mean, yeah, there's potential for a few, but I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't pretty light.
Okay, well... Yeah, I gotta have breakfast, so I guess I'm gonna go there. Cause if you guys are gonna stop for breakfast, I'd join you guys. But did you say this is some ham radio stuff, or is it just all vintage radio?
There's usually ham radio stuff, but it does lean much more heavily towards the vintage radio stuff. but there's always usually some. Like I said, I've always found it interesting. We go most years. I don't think I went last year. I was at the Coptic Center in Farmington forever. And they moved this the first year. It's moved right there by you. And we probably won't be terribly long in it. We're going to get there at 9. We'll probably be a couple hours tops. So it'll be brunch, I guess. But I get it. If you need to get something now, you need to get something now.
Yeah, well, all right. Very good. Have fun there then. I'll see you maybe I'll meet you guys afterward. Who knows?
Yeah, it kind of came up in the last day or two, and I forgot, you know, I just been thinking about it. I was over there, we mentioned it during the Lions game, I was over there visiting, and then yesterday I stopped by, and I completely forgot. He asked, he said, you going to be by in the morning for the show? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, I know the Hazel Park guys had been talking about it at the breakfast, saying that, you know, we probably likely won't have a lot there. But it wasn't really, I just didn't have it pinned hard on my radar until yesterday. I knew about it when we talked, but I just, it was the last thing on my mind at that point.
All right. Well, whatever. Okay. Sounds good. You heard back from me. You got my email, right?
I got what now, right? I didn't catch the subject.
Yeah, did you get my email with the tower stuff?
Oh yeah, and I forwarded it on to one of two. I've got to get the other, pick the other information out. I don't know if I have it at home. These guys doing a project for us at Utica, so I'll try to get try to see if I can dig up his information. I'm pretty sure I got it. And forward it to him. So I just don't know how much luck we're going to have with Jeff and the guys. I don't know. I sent the old package over, but JT probably, and they've always been very reasonable. So I'll get it over to JT.
Yeah, and like I said, stress the urgency. So, alrighty. Have fun. I'll call you later, see if maybe meet up after your thing.
Okay. Yep, I'm northbound. Where am I at? I don't even know now. Crooks Road exit. So I'm northbound at the Crooks Road exit on my way up that way. So I'll wave as I'm passing by.
All right, well, I'm going southbound. I'm almost at the Crooks Road exit. I'm on the part that goes east and west before it curves south.
All right, so you're still heading down to the cabin?
Yeah, like I said, I got to, because of my meds and stuff, I got to eat my breakfast and stuff, so I'll see who's there. If not, I'll just have breakfast by myself.
You'll have Dawn's undivided attention. Now, there'll probably be a couple. I know a lot of the guys are Hazel Park, and they're all going to the show. And there's a few. Now, I don't know. I mean, you know, Jack may go if he knew there were people going. John may be listening here or there. You know, he might go if he knew people were coming. So maybe make a list. We've made enough noise here to anybody that might be thinking about going to the breakfast, by all means, go.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what building you're talking about that this thing's in. The only thing I saw that was actually built in then, where they tore that mall down, was the was a new DTE station, service station. Something else there?
I have no idea. I know Don and Steve looked at the map and said, oh my God, it's right in our backyard. Right where the old mall used to be. So that's all I know. I didn't look with great detail at the flyer. There's a file, and if you type Vintage Electronics Expo, you'll see it. They got a website that explains it all. Vintage Electronics Expo is what they call it, though.
Okay, it could be in that. There's a big building in the back. It used to be a Kmart, I think. That's been vacant for a while or whatever. I think they use it for certain events and things. That could be where it's at.
Well, your guess is better than mine. So, but like I said, I'm not worried about it. All I have to do is get this beach house. And I'm sure he can tell me from there.
Good morning.
Mr. Don will be out here as well.
Yeah,
bird. Like I said, I always enjoy this show. I always find something to buy. But it'd be like a Zenith Transoceanic or a big one here. I bought a CD radio there. Very much of that. But just saying, it's not always tubes, if you're looking for any kind of tubes or anything like that. So, anywho.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. For some reason, I just never gotten into that. I like the newfangled stuff.
I like both. I like the look and feel of the old stuff, but when it comes to the operation, give me the fish finder. Yeah, it's kind of, how do you keep them down on the farm after they've seen Perry? How do you not have a spectrum analyzer in your HF rig after you
Okay, sounds good. All right, let me know what it's like. Talk to you later. Peter.
Okie doke. Just going by the Center Point Marriott, whatever the hell that thing is. Standing there all by its lonesome on Square Lake here. So, up in your neck of the woods. All right, I wish I would have told you earlier yesterday. Sorry about that. Talk to you later. W8FC. A8TP from W8FC.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 21 degrees.
W8FQ, AAPP.
AAPB from W8FU.
Yeah, just about to get out of the car at the ATM. I'll call you back in a minute. KAPB. W8FU, KAPB.
Yo, we're wondering, what's your itinerant? You coming up here?
Yeah, just leaving the ATM, probably 10 minutes or so, I'll be there.
Okay, we're already here. Let me know when you get here. We'll meet you at the door.
W-A-F-U.
Good morning, 1000 hours. mostly cloudy. 22 degrees.
W8FD. Good morning. Oh, sorry, what was that? Good morning. Okay, a little noisy in here. We're at the Vintage Electronics Expo in Waterford. So, a lot of noise. Everybody's jamming their old stereo equipment. But, thought I'd get on here in case there's any ships at sea. Going to meet for breakfast afterwards.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, you sound kind of distant for some reason. That's the other reason I figured I'd just say hi. So have fun at the show. Spend some money. Get some stuff you like. And we'll talk a little later. NAKPP.
This is a show where you either spend 10 or 1,000. There's like nothing in between. I've spent 10. All right, later. So we had a few.
Good morning,
monitoring. 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 25 degrees.
Hey, Phil, where you at?
I'm down in, like, Royal Oak area right now, heading home. How's the show?
Hey, Phil, what's the name of the restaurant in the strip mall where the Planet Fitness is on 59?
Say it again. Your audio's kind of, it's very, like, loud or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the menu is really loud. Let me switch the DVD switch. So we're leaving here now. I'll just catch you on a real radio in about 5 minutes if you're still.
Yeah, I'm, like I said, I'm just heading toward homeish.
Yeah, we're just leaving now. We're thinking of a place to eat. And I was trying to think of the name of the restaurant on 59 by the Planet Fitness. Anyhow, I'll catch you on a regular radio in a couple minutes.
All righty. Maybe APR.
W8FU.
Hello.
Hey, what's the name of that restaurant that's on 59, where the Planet Fitness is?
You said where the Planet Fitness is?
In fact, I did say that, yes.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about. For Planet Fitness, that's like across from the Kroger?
Maybe it's Leo's. Steve seems to think maybe Leo's. I don't remember it being a Leo's, but it could be.
Yeah, there's a Leo's in there. Yes, there is. What's also a very good place is Pop's Family Diner on M59 at near Elizabeth Lake Road.
like a bunny rabbit? Pops, or pops like your grandkids call you.
Yeah, that. Debbie and I go there frequently. They got a big menu. I think it's better than Leo's.
All right, hey, Don, KADB. You catching all this?
Yeah, I'll probably be a piece in about 90 seconds. I could do that.
How did you get ahead of us that far? Where are
the cops? Turn right on Orchard Lake Road, and it'll be right at 59.
You shouldn't be anywhere near Orchard Lake Road.
Get back. So we are, I don't know where we are. I have no idea how this place works.
Yeah, you shouldn't be anywhere near Orchard Lake Road. So
yeah, turn right on that, and then when you get to 59, we'll be right there.
Yeah, I was saying, you shouldn't be anywhere near Orchard Lake Road. You're talking about Elizabeth Lake Road?
No, Elizabeth. So we're heading that way. Right around the corner, I guess.
Yeah, Elizabeth Lake Road.
All right.
It's just north of Elizabeth Lake Road on the, I'll call it the north side of the road. Like the first building, almost.
Oh, there we are.
That was all noise.
Well, I say I am here. I will get a table for what, four? KADB. All right, can we do
it? Yeah, no copy, Sean. I can be there about, I'll be here about 10 minutes.
Taking your repeater?
I put that preamp in and there's something wrong with it. It just doesn't work. Nothing's getting through.
Are you hearing me here? Hello, command. Because I was on the 56, you said you couldn't hear me.
I'm hearing you now.
You'll be here in what?
Said, 10 minutes.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 28 degrees.
KDAJIB looking for Mr. KIADF, seeing if you're up and about, Gregory. Negative contact, no Greg around. It's KDAJIB clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees.
KEA TFM.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees.
KE8ZRB.
W8FNA, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees.
KEA TFM.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly cloudy. 32 degrees.
WSGT 735.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Snow. 32 degrees.
WSGT 735.
I don't think you're supposed to be here.
Yep, I think you grabbed the wrong microphone. KABB. KEA TFM.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening. 22 hours. Snow. 30 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Anyone out here tonight?
Special weather statement.
AEA TFM.
Special weather statement.